Extraordinary Hollywood News featuring Luella Parsons, Hollywood's best-known, best-loved, most distinguished reporter with up-to-the-second movie news. Plus tonight's special guests, that famous couple, B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, brought to you direct from the film capital by Woodbury Complete Beauty Cream, the cream that beautifies skin as it cleanses. For that always fresh look, Woodbury Complete Beauty Cream. And here with the latest Woodbury Hollywood headlines is Luella Parsons.
Hello to all of you from Hollywood. My first exclusive. Wow. 20th Century Fox will soon own 40% of all the movie houses in Mexico. Joseph Skank is closing a deal to buy the extensive Jenkins Theater chain, which covers all of Mexico. My second exclusive. The pretty blonde movie actress June Haver is marrying her dentist boyfriend, Dr. John Ducey. On Wednesday, the doctor and June's father leave for the East to join her. And he has the engagement ring right with it. Here's another exclusive. Yesterday, Catherine Grayson's ex-husband, John Shelton, married Marley Stanley in Maryland. She's a New York actress. Catherine herself will march to the altar with crooner Johnny Johnson in Las Vegas in 6 weeks. After 6 months of bitter wrangling, Clark Gable has settled his troubles with MGM and will remain on that lot. He's just signed a new 7-year deal. His leading lady in The Hucksters will be Deborah Carr, the English actress who was such a hit in Vacation from Marriage. The very sad death today of Mrs. Roy Rogers, wife of the famous cowboy actor, was very sudden. As you probably heard, she died of an embolism following the birth of her baby last Tuesday. Just an hour before her death, she had her hair dressed in preparation for Roy's visit and seemed unusually happy. The son had been so welcome because he was their first boy. I just talked to Ilka Chase in Las Vegas. She tells me her third husband will be Dr. Norman Sager Brown, retired Navy commander. They'll marry during the holidays. There'll be a very bitter legal fight when the Martha Ray Nick Condis divorce comes up. Martha will ask for the complete custody of their little girl. Condis, former nightclub entertainer, is expected to contest the suit. Here's good news. Little Mary Brown, daughter of popular Joe E. Brown, walked today for the first time without the aid of a brace. 2 years ago, Mary was in an automobile accident and hasn't been able to walk since. Another piece of good news is the word that Marine hero Barney Ross is completely cured of the drug habit. Now, it seems likely that with this happy ending, the story of his life will go back into screen production. Those spectacular honeymooners, Kathleen Forever Amber Windsor and Artie Forever Marrying Shaw, may be in for some spectacular legal trouble. First, California authorities would like to see their final divorce papers. Second, Kathleen's ex is asking about community property division. So just to be on the safe side, the Shaws will live under separate roofs until the investigation is over.
You sure scooped the country on that surprise marriage, Luella.
Thank you, sir. You took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say the same thing myself. No one can say that Cornell Wilde's beautiful wife, Patricia Knight, is the cause of his trouble with his studio. Mrs. Wilde has taken matters in her own hands and has asked for her release from 20th Century Fox. Eve Arden, the very glamorous comedian, admitted today that she and her husband, Ned Bergen, have separated. "We haven't reached a divorce date yet," said Eve, "and it's possible that this separation may clear the air. But that ain't the way I heard it." Our Hollywood stars in London raised £40,000, approximately $160,000 in American money, for the English motion picture release. Reginald Gardner cables that it was a real thrill when the King and Queen personally received them. Bill Mauldin, the favorite G.I. cartoonist, is getting married again. His bride-to-be is Natalie Jones, wealthy New Yorker. We all hope Bill will get the happiness he so well deserves. And another marriage on the calendar is that of songbird Connie Haynes and Dick Gray, USC engineering student. Thieves broke into director Gregory Radoff's house last night and stole mementos given him by the late Tsar, as well as fur coats belonging to his wife, Eugenie Leonovitch. This is very embarrassing to Gregory.
Embarrassing? Why should it be?
Well, you see, Gregory and Eugenie were just arranging a divorce settlement, and she left her coats in his care.
By the way, Luella, you go to more parties than anyone I know in Hollywood. Tell me, is there any truth in the rumor that's going around?
What rumor, Marvin?
Why, that the girls are getting prettier all the time.
Say, I'll bet you have some special girl in mind.
Well, if you must know, it's Marilyn Maxwell. I caught her new picture, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's The Show-Off. Marilyn plays opposite Red Skelton, you know, and honestly, she is gorgeous. One look at her complexion alone is worth the price of admission. It's so velvety smooth, so fresh-looking. Oh, girls, it just goes to show you, Marilyn Maxwell uses Woodbury Complete Beauty Cream around the clock. Yes, Woodbury, the cream that beautifies skin as it cleanses. It contains four rich oils to smooth and soften dryness. Why don't you begin with Marilyn Maxwell's beauty care tonight? At bedtime, cleanse skin baby fresh with Woodbury Complete Beauty Cream. Next, swirl on more Woodbury to smooth and soften overnight. In the morning, Woodbury again is your grammar-making powder base. For the Woodbury wonderful skin of Hollywood stars, start now with Woodbury Complete Beauty Cream. Your complete beauty care around the clock. And here is the editorial feature. Luella Parsons speaks her mind. What are you speaking your mind about tonight, Luella?
Well, Marvin, I think it's high time that our movie folks stop being so naive. They are entirely too careless in picking up new pals and associates. Only last week, all Hollywood was shocked to discover that some of our top film personalities had fallen hook, line, and sucker for another alleged Hollywood phony who passed himself off as an attorney. Hollywood wined and dined him royally, but the police say he is just another slicker with a long record as a forger. The same thing has happened in our town time after time. When it does, the entire industry is held up to ridicule. Show people are not suspicious by nature, but they should really be more cautious. My guests tonight are two people that I've known longer than any one of us care to acknowledge. They've been with me, and I've been with them through good times and through bad. They are my two very best friends. I mean Bebe Daniels and Ben Lyons.
Thank you, Luella, darling. But don't we get a professional plug out of this?
Well, certainly, Bebe. I was going to explain that you are now producing comedies at the Hal Roach Studio.
Well, hey, what about me?
Oh, Ben, of course. I intend to say you are now head of casting at 20th Century Fox. Heavens, you two. Don't pounce so. What I started to say is that people are always declaring Hollywood marriages can't last. And yet yours has lasted for 16 years.
16 years? Is that all it is, Bebe?
Yes, and we're going to fight it out to the bitter end.
Now, just wait.
Well, wait a minute. We're only joking. Believe me, Luella, I'd rather be married to Bebe than happy with anyone else.
Hey, well, our friendship has survived, too.
Survived? I'll say it has. Remember the time we asked you to spend a weekend with us and you stayed 6 months?
Yes. And what about our wedding when she was my matron of honor?
You mean when an usher held her back and said, "Hey, Luella, stop trying to get down that aisle first. You're not the bride."
Well, she was nervous. She thought she was supposed to give me away.
She could have, too.
Right, I could have. But remember the first time I interviewed you, Ben?
I'll never forget. It was in 1925. I'd been in pictures quite some time then, but still the idea of being interviewed by the top of her profession floored me. And look at you now.
What's the matter with me now?
You're still the top of your profession. Doesn't that get monotonous?
Quiet. We're on the air, and we must be a little serious. Let's talk some sense. Let's talk about your war work.
Why? We didn't do any more than millions of other Americans.
Yes, you did. Ben is a colonel in the Air Corps and received a decoration. And, Bebe, you recorded the voices of the wounded on the battlefield and broadcast them for the parents to hear. And I know how happy that made many, many mothers, because they wrote and told me so.
Well, it was a great privilege.
Well, now that it's over and we're home again, we've returned to our profession. Only this time in the business end. You know, Luella, Bebe has always wanted to produce pictures.
Yes, but no one ever took me seriously until Hal Roach gave me my first chance. I've been working for Hal and Hal Jr. for a year now, and I've never been happier.
Well, Ben, now that you're in charge of casting, How do you like the new job?
It's wonderful. Searching for new talent, watching young players develop, some of them into big stars. It really gives me a great thrill. Probably because I was an actor myself, I realize what that success means to each one of them.
I'm sure you do. Then we won't be seeing you on the screen again.
Don't be too sure, Luella. I heard that when Darryl Zanuck was planning Razor's Edge, Ben suggested himself 5 times for the lead. But somehow or other, Darryl preferred Tyrone Power.
Oh, what's Tyrone Power got that I wish I had?
I wish I could tell you. But time's too short.
Ouch.
But I'd like to ask, how does it happen that you two have one child who loves the movies and one who doesn't?
Well, Richard's as much of a ham as Bebe and I ever were. You should see what he does to our living room, leaving all the magazines open, showing the ads of Anna and the King of Siam in which his name appears.
As for Bob or Bebe, I think I know the answer to that one. She became allergic to acting very young. One day I overheard her say to a little pal, "My mother doesn't know whether it's spring, summer, or winter. She works in the studio all day, then at night she studies dialogue. That's no fun."
What do you say to that, Bebe?
I say she's right, and Richard's right, too. That is, if you love acting, it's more fun than anything in the world. And if you don't, it's drudgery. Still, I think Barbara Bebe is a little happier than Richard, at least right now.
She is? Well, why?
Well, Richard is acting, but he still hasn't had his first interview with the top of your profession. Now, if you'd like our telephone number, Luella, to set up an appointment,
oh,
I'd be very glad.
Stop your nonsense. Go on home.
We will, darling. Say, how about coming down to spend next weekend with us?
What, for another 6 months?
Longer this time. Goodbye, you two.
Goodbye, Lolly.
I'll be back in 45 seconds with my forecast of coming events. In the meantime, here's Marvin Miller for Woodbury.
Girls, how often do you cream cleanse your skin? At bedtime, of course. But how about before dates and during the day? You know, your complexion can get awfully tired looking between 9 and 5. Why not follow the example of glamour-wise Hollywood stars? They're every bit as busy as they are beautiful, but they make time for cleansing. To keep skin radiant, always fresh-looking, many stars cleanse 2 or 3 times daily with Woodbury Complete Beauty Cream. They've found that Woodbury beautifies skin as it cleanses. You see, Woodbury contains 4 rich oils to smooth and soften dryness. Why, in tests of Woodbury Complete Beauty Cream against high-priced salon creams, hundreds of women preferred Woodbury. They reported Woodbury cleanses better. Woodbury leaves skin softer, smoother. So, girls, for around-the-clock loveliness, get Woodbury Complete Beauty Cream. And here is Luella Parsons with forecasts of coming events. Listen and see how many come true. Forecast number one.
I forecast that Sonia Henny and Stuart Barthelmess, son of Jesse and Dick Barthelmess, will marry in spite of the difference in ages.
Forecast number two.
I forecast that Linda Darnell will like herself so well as a blonde, and forever amber, she'll keep her light hair permanently.
And here's last-minute news.
Late yesterday, Fanny Bryce became a grandmother for the 2nd time. Her daughter, Mrs. Ray Stark, welcomed a 7-pound boy. Richard Rowland, pioneer film executive and first president of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, is critically ill in New York.
Next Sunday, same time, same station, another edition of Woodbury Hollywood News, featuring Luella Parsons. Reporting up to the 2nd movie headlines, direct from the film capital. Until then...
This is Luella Parsons saying that's all for tonight. I'll see you next Sunday, when my guest will be that fine actor and war hero, Tyrone Power.
This is Marvin Miller saying good night for Woodbury Complete Beauty Cream, the cream that beautifies skin as it cleanses. For that always fresh look, Woodbury Complete Beauty Cream.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.